in North Central Florida. This is attorney Carrie Meldon with Meldon Law, and we're here to present another wonderful episode of Law Talk Live. It's a crispy April morning here in 2022, April 9th, and we're getting ready for the Florida-Arkansas baseball game today at 1 p.m. It's the last rubber match of the series, so if the Gators can win versus a top 10 Arkansas baseball squad, it will be a resounding victory. So as everyone out there probably already knows, we are the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators here at Meldon Law, and so we are always wanting to know what's going on with our Florida Gators, both men's and ladies. So with that being said, today is going to be an interesting episode, hopefully. We're talking about waiver of liability and what it means in the state of Florida. And when I say waiver of liability, for some of y'all out there, it may mean if you've ever been to a country bar before and you see a mechanical bull, they'll have you sign a piece of paper before you get on the bull and risk your life. And the question is that piece, does that piece of paper prevent you from filing a claim against the bull or the owner of the bull, the mechanical bull, if you get injured? And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But before we do so, I just want to let you, everyone out there, know this is a live Law Talk call-in show. So you can call us at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-975-9825. So that's the number. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'll be happy to discuss them. And if we can't answer your question, we'll either refer you out to someone who can, or you give us a call at our office during office hours, and we'll be happy to answer them. But everything is anonymous, so it's a good opportunity to ask questions that you may want answers to. That being said, I want to make sure that everyone understands that at Meldon Law, we focus on personal injury cases and criminal defense cases. That's kind of our focus and our specialty. So if you have a question about those two areas, we generally can answer those a lot more easily. But I did go to law school a long time ago, and I do read a lot of articles regarding legal affairs. So I'll do my best to answer any kind of question. So without further ado, we'll go into this week's topic, which is waiver of liability. And what does it mean in the state of Florida? So do we have a caller, Rob?
We have Michael on line one.
Oh, wonderful. Well, before we get started, let's start with Michael on line one. Michael, good morning, Michael.
I've got a question for you. I had morphine put in around the first of the year, and from day one it was infected, and the doctor let me go on keeping it in until two and a half months ago. They had to take it out emergency because my side ruptured where the sutures were.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any legal repercussion for that, or is it just basically damned if you do and damned if you don't?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is, the first question I have for you is, did the doctor who took out the suture say anything to you about any kind of issues that he or she spotted?
No, just it happens. It's rare, supposedly.
Okay, so
that they have to take it out.
Right. So did they mention to you why they had to take it out in your case?
I had a really bad infection. I was on antibiotics, two different kinds, actually three at one point.
Did the second doctor, was it the same doctor who put in the sutures take them out, or was it different, two different providers?
Same doctor.
Excuse me?
It was the same doctor.
Okay, same doctor. So he probably wouldn't have said anything about if he had done something wrong when he installed when he actually sutured the incision. Yeah, so, that's always tough when you go back to the same doctor. Now, let me ask you today, what are you suffering from as a result of the infection?
Where they did the surgery at.
Okay.
I get real sharp pains. It goes from my stomach down into my groin area.
Okay. Now,
it always hurts.
So basically, you're still suffering pain as a result of that procedure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what you're going to have to probably do is have an independent doctor review the procedure, review your records, and then see what your symptoms are now. And then that independent doctor would have to make a decision as to whether or not the care that was given to you was reasonable and was done within, you know, what the normal safeguards are of the medical community with regards to, you know, that type of procedure. So, you know, we don't really do very much medical malpractice at Meldon Law, but we do associate with both a local attorney and two other law firms throughout the state of Florida on serious cases, which yours may be a serious case. If you want to give us a call, we're open at 8:30 Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and you can reach us at 1-352-373-8000. We'll do an intake, and we can refer you to someone to give you a better opinion as to what your next step is. But you know, it really just depends, I think, on what an independent medical professional would look at when they reviewed the facts of the case.
All right, I appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you for calling in, Michael. Anytime. We're going into the next topic, which is waiver of liability and what it means in the state of Florida. So, as I said in the intro, waiver of liability. If you want to think of it in an actual fact pattern, you know, you're going to a cowboy bar and there's a mechanical bull, and everyone knows that mechanical bulls can be pretty dangerous. Usually, they are sitting up on top of a kind of a padded area. And when people go there, the whole purpose is to get thrown off, right? But the bar owners usually have pieces of paper that you have to sign that are what we call waiver of liabilities. And what they do is they basically state that you know that there's danger in getting on a mechanical bull because you can get thrown off and be injured. And that knowing that, you're assuming the risk that when you get on that mechanical bull, that you're going to be facing potential dangers. And in some circumstances, if it's clear and unequivocal, that language in the contract that you're signing or the waiver that you're signing, if it's clear and unequivocal, then in many cases, you can actually sign away your right to sue the owner of the mechanical bull if the waiver of liability is written clearly. So the law in the state of Florida is that if there's a clear and unequivocal waiver of liability, in most cases, you can actually, if you're a business owner, you can have someone sign away their rights to make a claim. However, that doesn't apply in all cases. There's of course exceptions. For example, let's say that the mechanical bull had been malfunctioning quite a bit and the business owner knew that it would malfunction and not operate as it was supposed to be intended. If the business owner knew or should have known that that mechanical bull was not operating as it was intended to operate and was going haywire, and someone gets injured as a result of the mechanical bull going haywire, then the waiver of liability may not be enforceable, and the person who was injured may have recourse against the owner of the mechanical bull, the bar that owns the mechanical bull. So that's just one example. We'll get into a couple other examples when we get back about waiver of liability. If you want to give us a call, it's 1-877-975-9825. Once again, this is Carrie Meldon, owner of Meldon Law, along with my father, Jeffrey, and we'll be back in a few seconds.
In 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
All right, we're back here at Law Talk Live. This is Carrie Meldon, a lawyer with Law Talk Live. We're here on a crispy Saturday morning. It's April 9th, around 10:40 a.m. We're getting geared up for another Florida Gators men's baseball game today at 1 p.m. Versus Arkansas Razorbacks. So that should be a great matchup against a top 10 team. And if the Gators win today, we win the series. So at Meldon Law, the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, we're always rooting for the Florida Gators. And we were discussing waiver of liability and what it means prior to the break. We discussed the mechanical bull example, and I want to talk about some exceptions, some other exceptions to waiver of liability. When can you not sign away basically your life? And there's a couple more exceptions I want to bring out, even though it's always fact intensive. One is, of course, minors. Minors cannot sign waivers of liability, preventing them from filing a claim if they get hurt as a result of someone else's carelessness or negligence. And so that's something that a bull owner would never be able to have a minor sign away their rights. So that's one exception. The other exception I like to talk about that probably applies to everybody is intentional torts. So intentional torts are commonly known as battery, assault. If you do anything on purpose to harm another person, you cannot get someone to sign away their right to file a claim against you. So you can't, if you really hate someone, you say, sign this piece of paper saying, if I hit you, you can't sue me. That's not enforceable in the state of Florida. So for those people out there who've just heard me that said, if it's clear and unequivocal, you can sign away your rights. You can't do that and then intentionally hurt someone. So that would be another exception to the waiver of liability. But there's other cases as well. Of course, many of you have probably gone on cruise ships in the state of Florida. And cruise ships also often have these waiver of liability forms, which say that if I get hurt on the cruise ship, I can't make a claim against you. And obviously, the courts have found that in some circumstances, those can be enforceable. But in many other circumstances, they are not enforceable. In other words, the cruise ship has a duty to take care of its passengers. And the fact that they are acting as basically a hotelier, or, you know, they're assuming the responsibility of making sure that people are safe on the boat, that makes it a lot more difficult for the cruise ships to try to have people sign away their rights to recovery if the cruise ship is indeed negligent. In other words, the cruise ship has to do something wrong. They can't just be sued simply because you got injured on the cruise ship. You have to prove that the cruise ship owner or some employees on the cruise ship did something that was so out of bounds, that was so careless, so grossly negligent that you would be able to file a claim against them. And so that's basically, a few examples. Obviously, recently COVID was a huge, huge topic. I got a lot of calls about people who had been, injured, or their family members had been, I shouldn't say injured, but they had been sick with COVID, or their family members had been sick from COVID, and they wanted to file a lawsuit and this, that, and the other. And in the state of Florida, it was basically impossible because it was an act of God. I mean, COVID in some circumstances, in a nursing home, for example, if the nursing home knows that they're letting people in that have COVID and are not taking any precautions to spread it or allowing their employees to spread it, then that may rise to the level of gross negligence to allow someone to make a claim. But it has to be very, very, very severe for a claim to be able to be successful in the state of Florida. And so I fielded a lot of calls about COVID liability. And my answer was generally, there's just not a case in my opinion. Now, there are some exceptions, like I said, gross negligence, where the nursing home basically knows what it's doing and or should have known, and it's so severe that it would have almost certainly caused death or severe illness. So, that's obviously a one little minute section, but it doesn't happen very often. So that's basically the waiver of liability in the state of Florida. If you go to different states like Colorado, the assumption of risk doctrine, which says that if you get into dangerous activities, you assume the risk are much stronger. You don't even have to sign waivers in certain circumstances. For example, if you go snow skiing in Colorado and you get injured on the mountain, you knew what you were doing when you put on those skis and got on the mountain. So Colorado state says, no, you can't file a lawsuit against the resort. You knew that you can get injured as a result of skiing. And so different states are all have their own laws with regards to assumption of risk doctrine and when waiver of liability reforms are needed and when they're enforceable. And there's, you know, there's other circumstances as well. You know, but what you got to remember is that when you read the contract, when someone wants you to waive your right to file a claim against them if you're injured, make sure you read the contract carefully, look at the language. If it's unclear or ambiguous, then ask them to clarify it, because that's something that the courts do require, is that the waiver of liability contracts be clear and unambiguous. So I think we've pretty much finished with that topic. We've got some really interesting topics we want to talk about in the near future. I'm going to read a few of them. And I implore anyone out there that has any questions that they want us to research and try to give some advice on, we're happy to do so. So here's some questions that we were kind of looking at in the future, maybe that we'll address. So can you get a traffic ticket in the state of Florida for not using your blinkers correctly? Another question is, I found a nail in my hot dog. Can I sue Oscar Mayer Wiener? Okay, that's the second question. Third question, I got cut off in traffic by an angry driver. What can I legally do to ruin that driver's day? Right? Everybody probably wants to know, what can they do legally to ruin the person that cut them off? Because it is frustrating when you have to encounter a really bad driver on the roads. Another question, can I sue Facebook or Apple phones for invasion of privacy when they spy on me? So that's an interesting topic that applies to a lot of people. Another topic that we look forward to addressing in the future is, my neighbors are having a loud party. Am I legally allowed to fly my drone over their property to see what's going on? All right. So there's some good, interesting answers. We've got a couple more when we come back, but we're going to go to our last break. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 1-877-975-9825. That's 1-877-985-9825.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
We are back here for the last segment of Law Talk Live. This is attorney Carrie Meldon from Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. And we focus on car accident, truck accident, personal injury cases, slip and falls, criminal defense, DUI defense, and anything else. We will do our best to answer. So you can give us a call here at the show at 1-877-975-9825 or at our offices. We're open from 8:30 to 5 p.m. We're in the office every day. You can give us a call at 1-352-373-8000. That's 1-352-373-8000 at the Meldon Law offices. We're located in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, and Fort Lauderdale. So we're throughout the state of Florida. We were talking about some upcoming topics on Law Talk Live. I talked about the previous topics that we're going to be looking at are, can you get a ticket for not using blinkers correctly? I found a nail in my hot dog. Can I sue Oscar Mayer Wiener? I got cut off in traffic by an angry driver. What can I legally do to ruin their day? Can I sue Facebook or Apple for invasion of privacy when they spy on me? And my neighbors are having a loud party. Am I legally allowed to fly my drone over their property to see what's going on? So those are some upcoming topics. We have a couple more. We have, I won the lottery. Do I have to pay taxes? If so, how much do I have to pay in taxes? And then why are lawyers called ambulance chasers? And is it deserved? So there's going to be some fun stuff coming up. If you have any other questions or any topics that you want to have addressed on the show, we're happy to field them. You can email me at cmeldon@meldonlaw.com. That's C as in cat, M like in Mary, E-L, D like in David, O-N, at meldonlaw.com. That's C-M-E-L-D-O-N, at M-E-L-D-O-N-L-A-W.com. Just put in the subject line, topic for Law Talk Live, and I'll read it and we'll review it. And if we can address it, we will. So with that being said, we've got a few more minutes left on the show. We're really happy to be able to be here today. One of the things that I'm always blessed about, I count my blessings about, is being able to work with my father, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey is on his way to Portugal. So he's going to be in Europe for 2 weeks. It's so awesome that he still is able to travel. He loves going to all the museums and all the different attractions in Europe. I remember when we were growing up, every single place that we went to, he'd always take us by the museums, and we would always do all the tours. And so that thirst for knowledge, that intellectual curiosity, is something that Jeffrey has always had, and hopefully I've inherited it, because I think that unless you're consistently learning, you're not ever going to be a better person. And so education and the fact is that we have the ability to educate ourselves through the internet, through, gosh, our phones. You can go on your phones and learn about almost anything. It's incredible. Obviously, you got to be able to parse out what's real versus what's not real. But I think we've always had to do that since the day. I don't think fake news is something that's recent. I think there's been fake news since the dawn of time. Whether it's political, religious, whether it has to do with wealth, whether it has to do with land ownership. There's always been truths and lies associated with all those topics. And part of what we do as humans is do our best to figure out what's real and what's not. And that's it's always a challenge, right? But I think when you arm yourself with more education, with knowing more options, then you can make your own decisions as to what you feel is accurate and what is right. So, and that's kind of what we do in the legal profession. You know, we make arguments on each side in front of a jury, in front of a judge, and then the jury and the judge have to make the decisions on what facts they think are most pertinent. What facts do they believe? What's the law say with regards to those facts? So, you know, one of the things I always tell people is if you look at the U.S. Supreme Court, most of their decisions are not unanimous. Most of them are 5-4, or they could be 6-3, or whatever the number is. But they're obviously all intelligent people, but they have completely different perspectives as to what they think the law is and how the facts apply to the law. So if this U.S. Supreme Court can't agree on topics, how do we expect anyone else to always agree? So, you know, it's very important to listen. You don't have to agree with everyone, but it's important to listen. And I think then make your own points, and hopefully the other person will give you that respect as well. Because at the end of the day, we're all just, hopefully we're all trying to do the right thing. I think that people are inherently good. I think that sometimes we go through tough times that make us feel that sometimes we're in an evil world, but I think people mostly want to take care of each other and want to do the right thing. And that's the way I live my life, and I'm happy that I have that opportunity to help other people in my profession as well. So with that being said, we're coming up on the end of the show in a couple minutes. I would remind all the listeners out there that this is a weekly live Law Talk call-in show. You're always allowed to call. The number is 1-877-975-9825, and you can ask questions about anything that you've ever really wanted to know about regarding the law. I mean, we will do our best to answer it. I've had questions such as, you know, my neighbor built the fence 1 foot over our property line. Can I tear down that fence? And we talk about those type of questions. Or I ran over a manatee and the manatee died. Am I allowed to eat the manatee since it's already dead? Now, I don't know if manatee tastes good or why someone would want to eat manatee. I guess it's called a sea cow. It used to be called a sea cow. So maybe they thought it was going to be like a salty steak, but We address that question as well. So what we're trying to do is provide a free service. It's always anonymous in terms of your name. You don't have to give your full name, or if you want to give a different name, we're okay with that as well, as long as it's PG rated. So that's kind of what we're doing here. And what we're happy to do is give back to the community. We've got a really cool Scholar Athlete of the Year Award show coming up in the spring, where we're going to be honoring senior scholar athletes throughout North Central Florida. These are incredible individuals that have gotten, you know, 3-5 GPAs or higher. They're all varsity athletes. Most of them were going to be playing college sports, and then a lot of them have played in the NFL, the Major League Baseball, the Pro Golf Tour. They play women's volleyball, women's basketball. Just insanely talented individuals that come from North Central Florida. And we always have really fun special guests. We're hoping that maybe Coach Napier will show up this year and grace our student athletes at the banquet, which is always held at the Hilton Hotel. So we feel honored that we've been doing that for over 25 years. This is actually our 25th anniversary of the Meldon Law TV20 Scholar Athlete of the Year Award. And we're also continuing to do our CBS Veterans Making a Difference program. That's been incredible, just getting to know some veterans in the community and what they've done. I mean, sometimes if you just take the time to listen to someone's story, it's inspiring, really. And I know people say that, but it really is when you get into it and you say, wow, man, I feel like I really learned a little bit today, because people have some incredible experiences. So we're ending our show, unfortunately, for this morning, April 9th, 2022. Let me see, Rob, what time, how much more time we have?
Got about another 30 seconds.
All right, we got 30 more seconds. So in the last 30 seconds of this show, I just want to once again let people know that if they want to give us a call during the week, they can reach us at Meldon Law. It's 1-352-373-8000. That's 1-352-373-8000. We have an answering service 24 hours, and we're open from 8:30 to 5. Offices in Gainesville, Lake City, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale. So with that being said, I think we finished up another show. Rob, I'll see you next week. This is Kerry Meldon from Meldon Law. And as always, let's go out with a go Gators.
From the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.